Part 6, Maintaining a Check Register.
Now that I've got the check, you need to do your check register.
Okay. And then should I do one for the,
You need to do your payroll deposit.
Okay.
And you need to make sure you record what you just did. You wrote a check. You have to make sure you subtract that from your balance.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm going to take your little notice here for your date here.
Peter opens the notebook and locates the check register.
Oh, here we go.
And you could kind of explain what you're doing with
this. Basically, what I have to do, like each time I have a payday or anything, I have like it's like a check register, and I'll explain it as I go. But basically, I have to fill out like a register, like the date, and I have to figure out my balance and things like that. So I'm gonna explain it as I go through. So it goes from left to right.
Peter puts the check register in the Braille writer. The entries on the register are in Braille and print.
And everything on this, just like on the payroll timesheet, it has to line up. So I have to make sure that it all lines up in this thing. So let's see. First thing I have to fill out is a number. Actually, I'm going to be doing my
You're going to do your payroll deposit?
Yeah.
Okay, you did this correctly. So.
Yeah.
And what I usually do is I punch a hole in the right-hand corner of his timesheet, and one punch means that it's correct. So his amount down there, he'll know that he has the right amount to deposit. And this is very familiar to him because on any of his papers for his mainstream teachers, that's how they record his grade.
Yeah.
One hole punch is an A, two hole punches is a B, etc. Okay, so that's his signal that he doesn't have to redo this. If I handed it back to him and there wasn't a hole punch, he knows that he's made an error someplace and he's got to go through and correct that. Here you go.
All right, thank you. All right, so we won't worry about check number for now because I wouldn't need to check. So for date, it'd be 3/15. So 3/15, and then it says payee, and I would put pay dep. So pay dep. And then where it says amount, and I would be putting in 137.81. And then again, and then it says balance. So to figure out my balance, I would.
Peter again pulls out the Braille light.
I can use a calculator for this too. So go down into here. All right, and I do.
Peter refers to the check register.
My previous balance was $935.93. So I do 935.93. Plus, and then whatever the amount I'm going to put in now, which was 137.81. So plus 137.81. And then it equals, so my new balance would be $1,073.74. So I'd put.
Peter checks the position of the Braille reader cursor on the check register.
I put 1.74. Okay, so basically that would be how I would do, like every 2 weeks, that's how if I get a hole punch in my timesheet, then that's how I would deposit the money into my checking account. So now we have to fill out the thing for this, card I pulled for the movie and stuff. So it says check number, that'd be 102.
I just want to jump in here.
Oh, go ahead.
On his check register, there's not enough room on there to really braille it properly as far as the number signs. So he omits the number signs.
Yeah.
And usually for the payee, he's abbreviating Like your first check you wrote was to Old Navy, and
yeah.
I think you put Old Navy
in the NAV,
something
yeah.
like that. But he's got to figure that out too when he's trying to get it all to fit on there.
Yeah. All right. So basically, now I would. We're at the date, and it's 3/15. Okay. Now the payee would be Audium. I think I'll put. Audium, I'll put OD and then movie, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I should, I don't
this
know if
is
I should.
This is reference for you, for your information. If you wrote Audium, would you know what that meant?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I mean, I might, but I don't
Normally, if it was really your life, it would be a theater that you probably,
yeah, probably would know
always go to, so. Okay.
So I'll, put, I'll just, actually, I think. And then okay, and then I would go over, and the amount is, what was the amount? 38, right?
Yeah.
38. So the amount is 38.00, and then the balance I would do 1073.74 minus 38 equals 38.00 equals. So now my new balance is 1,035. So 1,035.74. So my new balance would be $1,035.74, and then I would give it to.
Yes, he turns
you
it
you
in, and
check.
I check it. And you are right, so we won't
okay.
really
cool.
go any further with that. Okay. So he would have earned his total 15 points today.
Mm-hmm. And then,
okay.
like next week, I would, or next 2 weeks, I would do the same thing, and we do it like for the most for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. I also mentioned to Peter that I think he's ready to. Pay rent, and he's going to, by the first of the month, he's always going to have to pay $350 for rent because he does have a roommate. So he's going to start that, and that's the check he's going to be writing next Friday. Okay?
All right. And then.
And that's usually how our Fridays are, working on the payroll project.